Here's a worrying story. The BBC had been reporting on this as the sharp rise in cases of mumps in Northern Ireland. Let me speak to Dr. Claire McNeil, who's a special registrar with the Public Health Agency. Dr. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just in relation to this, there'll be people maybe listening and think, right, mumps, that's something where your jaw swells up under your ear or something. What exactly are the mumps when people talk about mumps?
So mumps is a highly contagious viral infection, Frank, and it does cause painful swellings at the side of the face, just under the ears, where your parotid glands lie. And you can also experience symptoms of headache, joint pain, and sometimes a high temperature. So most people do fully recover within a few weeks, but a few can go on to develop more serious complications.
And do we not avoid getting mumps because of those jabs we get when we're younger, the mumps, measles and rubella, the MMR vaccination? Does that not sort it out?
That is correct, Frank. The best way that you can protect yourself against mumps infection and measles and rubella is to ensure that you've had 2 MMR vaccines. So if you're not sure if you've had the vaccine, it's important to contact your GP and check this. And it certainly is the best way to protect yourself against the infection. Whenever mumps is in circulation, and it can happen in areas of close contact with someone with mumps, the vaccine is very effective and it does reduce your risk of getting the infection by about 88% if you've had 2 vaccines. And even if you were unfortunate enough then to pick up the infection, the symptoms would be much milder and the serious complications that we talk about are much less frequent in vaccinated people as well. So it is really important to get the 2 vaccines.
Am I right in believing that some of the young people, and we're talking primarily about people aged 15 to 24 here, they have been getting mumps recently even though they've had the vaccinations?
Most cases of mumps that we do see occur in young adults. So it is really important that teens and adults should ensure they're up to date with their MMR vaccines. And if you're not sure about this, you can check with your GP and you still can get the vaccine even in your teenage years if you haven't had it. And unfortunately, we do see cases still occur in places of close contact, for example. So if you're in an area where people have mumps, it is unfortunately a risk that you can pick it up. But as I say, the best thing to do is to check you've had your vaccine with your GP.
Yeah, but just to be clear on this, you can still get it even if you've had the vaccine?
You still unfortunately can. The vaccine is very effective, and if you've had the 2 doses, you've an 88% reduced risk of getting mumps. And the symptoms, even if you were unfortunate enough to pick it up, would be much milder, and you're much less likely to get any complications than someone who hasn't had the vaccine.
And what's the big problem, apart from the inconvenience of having sore jaws and feeling like you've got the flu? Why are you so worried about it?
Well, unfortunately, it can lead to some quite serious complications. So it is really important just to protect yourself, because the people who haven't had the vaccine would be at more risk of these serious complications. And those can include things like inflammation around the brain and loss of hearing, for example.
Oh, gosh, you definitely want to avoid that. But time and again, and people have contacted us on this program, there are parents who don't want to send their children for the jabs. Is this part of the problem?
Well, I mean, in Northern Ireland, we're very lucky. We've had a high proportion of people who've made the positive decision to get the MMR vaccine over recent decades. So cases of measles, mumps and rubella have fallen quite significantly in Northern Ireland. But unfortunately, they haven't completely gone away. And in some countries across Europe and the rest of the world, they haven't unfortunately seen a steady rise in the number of cases of mumps and measles in recent years. So we can't unfortunately afford to become complacent. And certainly if people were travelling, it's important to check their MMR status as well.
Yeah, I know there's one particular town in County Down where there seems to be a lot of mumps at this present moment in the vicinity of Downpatrick. But generally, what's the advice to, say, any school heads or youth club groups or indeed places where lots of young people congregate if mumps has occurred in an unacceptable way or in a worrying or concerning way?
Well, we do unfortunately see cases of mumps occurring in places where people are in close contact, because the infection does spread through cough secretions, which people may inhale, or they may touch contaminated surfaces. So, the best thing we can do is to advise people to get their MMR vaccines. A person who has a mumps infection would be contagious a few days before their symptoms develop and for about 5 days after the onset of swelling. So if you did have any symptoms of concern, it's important to see your doctor, and obviously not to come into your school or somewhere where you're going to be in close contact with other people during that time.
Yeah, or don't go to a, like, young people that age, you shouldn't be going to the pub, you shouldn't be going to a nightclub or a disco if you feel like that, because you're going to spread it all around.
Yes, certainly if you're feeling unwell and you've any of those symptoms of concern, it would be really important to see your doctor and speak with them first about your symptoms before becoming in close contact with too many people. Okay. And if there's people out there worried that they haven't had their vaccine, it's a good time to check that up as well.
Absolutely. Dr. Claire Neal, thank you very much.